It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
You know, heart disease is more prevalent than cancer, and it certainly is the number one killer of women. And women don't seem to realize that because we think of it as more of a men's disease. Well, it certainly is not. My guest is Dr. Ramin Manshadi. He's board-certified physician and with the American Board of Interventional Cardiology. So, Dr. Manshadi, women hear about heart disease, but the studies used to be done on men. It was always men when I was even working in cardiac rehab, and women started coming in. So now this disease affects so many women. Why do you think that is?
That's a very good point. In general, women are less prone to have typical symptoms of chest pains than men do. And for one reason or another, mainly for hormonal variances throughout the years, this can happen. So because women have different symptoms than classical symptoms for having angina, which means having chest pain secondary to blockages in the heart, are basically pressure in nature, comes on with exertion, may radiate to the left arm, and it usually stops when you the activity. However, women may have profuse sweating as their symptom rather than having chest pressure. They may have, profuse sweating could be actually cold sweats. It could be extreme fatigue more than usual. They may have chest pains that are radiating to the back rather than to their left arm or throat. So because of this, in general, women used to not be educated enough about their symptoms and kind of tend off and say that this is probably not my heart and not see doctors in time. And for this reason, by the time that they do actually see a heart doctor, it's already the coronary disease is well advanced and they already have damages already happened to their heart. And it's for this reason, at a time when women end up having heart attacks, in general, they end up dying more frequently than men do because of this.
Okay, so Dr. Manshadi, we women, we get our mammograms, we get our pap smears, we get our physicals, where they do CRP, homocysteine, you know, maybe check our cholesterol levels. What do you think women should do test-wise to see if we have heart disease? Do we start at 45, get a first stress test? Do you recommend that? Do you recommend we see a cardiologist and have some? How can you tell if your arteries have any sort of blockages and or, you know, that they're starting to build up anything?
Well, of course, there are some patients that are quite adamant about getting testing done, and then there are some patients that do not get testing done at all. There should be a fine balance. We don't want to raise the cost of healthcare for no reason. At the same time, life is precious, and we don't want to die suddenly from heart attacks. So, in general, I think educating everyone, especially women, about heart health is important. And this is actually one of the reasons that I've written my book, The Wisdom of Heart Health, which help explain in a very layman language the everything that people need to know about heart health. But you should understand your risk factors. If you are sedentary, you smoke, you have diabetes, you have high blood pressure, you have strong family history, then these are red flags that you need to be checked sooner than later and be educated about heart health. If you absolutely have no family history, you're always exercising, you have seen your primary care doctor and have followed through with your cholesterol checks and they're not extraordinarily high, then most likely you should be fine. But in general, there are scores that we can look at based on their age, if they have high blood pressure, if they smoke, and kind of figure out what are the risks of these patients that will end up having heart attacks in the future.
So it's really about risk factor assessment. And then, of course, you know, preventive medicine, Dr. Manshadi, is where kind of we're all going now. And it's what you do. It's what I do. But as far as the risk factor assessment, if you are you know, an apparently healthy woman in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and you don't have the family history, you don't have the blood pressure or cholesterol problem, do you then just get your physicals and get your blood work done? Or is there a time when you think something like a stress test should be done as a baseline?
It's a very good question. In general, no, you do not need to really have stress tests all the time. There are other tests that one can do that assesses endothelial function, for example. The first thing that happens before you develop blockages, the arteries become unhealthy, they don't function well. So there are tests called, for example, cardiovascular profiler, which assesses endothelial function, which that's the first thing that goes before one starts developing blockages. Of course, assessing cholesterol, and I highly recommend to do a detailed cholesterol evaluation, not just a routine LDL, HDL, and triglycerides, but there are tests now that can actually break down these even further, even within LDL cholesterol that some people, which is called the bad cholesterol, one can have morphology that is more detrimental than others, which can lead to heart attacks. So there are some, for example, there is carotid artery intima medial thickness evaluation. We call it CIMT, which assesses the thickness of the fat buildup within the artery that is in your neck that goes to the brain. And based on that and comparing that to other individuals in the same age, one can detect if you have an advanced age as far as your vascular system compared to other people in similar age and similar sex.
Wow, so we're really...
There are ways to assess what your vascular age is by putting it into a formula, for example, and looking at this cardiovascular profiler, detailed cholesterol check, and the CIMT. And lastly, we can do also calcium scores. And if it's below 100, the risks are low, but if above 100, then you have high risk. Also, that's a simple, quick CAT scan that looks at the calcium that's built up within the arteries around the heart.
Wow. So, you know, and we're moving along so much in the prevention. So what do you recommend as your best advice for preventive medicine to help women and heart disease?
Okay, so... My advice to all my patients, no matter if they already have a disease or they're worried that they may end up having blockages, is absolutely healthy diet and exercise. Those are the two most important things that one can do to prevent heart disease, especially in women. Activities as far as even brisk walking over and over again, research has shown to be very beneficial. Diet rich in omega-3s, for example, Mediterranean-type diet, avoiding red meat and dairy products that has a high content of fat would really add significantly in reducing cardiovascular events. So, number one, diet and exercise. Number two, be educated, like what we are doing right now, educating everyone, knowing your symptoms, knowing that you may not have classical, especially women, chest pressure that men may have. They may have just extreme fatigue or sweating. Do not be afraid. Go see your doctor. Do the necessary tests where you can be evaluated quickly and appropriately, and put it on the right track. If you have any borderline cholesterol elevation and you have some risk factors, very important to go on medications to help reduce further cholesterol buildup within the artery.
And it's so important to use preventive medicine. That's where it's going now. Know your risk factors, know the symptoms, and see your doctor. Get your annual physicals. This is Melanie Cole for Staying Well on Radio MD. Stay well.